Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So we're welcome to Elland Road. It's the United We Stand podcast, and brought to you on behalf and thanks to Betfred, Fred Doan being a big red. And as we've arrived here, we've been met with a bit of a welcoming party of something about a runway, something about everything else like this. So all good fun. So I'm just going to have a word with this Leeds fan. Can I just ask you a few questions about the game today, please, just for the United Stand podcast? So after a good result at Old Trafford on Wednesday night, 2-2.
Smell the shit, mate.
Hey?
What happened at Europa League final last year?
Hey?
Of a year. When Bruno
was There's two Leeds fans. Oh, apparently, where were we Wednesday night?
All right,
this is quite funny because there's two where there's a guy who thinks he looks like that. What's he called? That the guy that the MM fighter.
Oh, it's King Abdul, isn't it?
Yeah, you look good, mate.
Good, mate.
There's an old man, probably older than me, trying to fight me. And then there's this guy with a beard
who looks like
a gnome. He's not much taller than a gnome either. What are you, about 4 foot ten, 4 foot 11? You fucking big prick. Yeah, whatever. How old are you, mate? You're older than me. Yeah. Hey, doing a podcast for United We Stand,
right,
with having a nice interview with that Leeds fan, and then two fans came over.
Have you got a ticket?
Yeah, I've got two. But I was having a nice chat with the lad.
Listen to me.
Yeah,
where's your ticket?
Luca, come here. We're just doing a podcast for United We Stand. Please come here. Can we not finish that? Because I've arranged for that.
Look what happened.
Yeah, but there. But we can't. Why are we going against people who are against the law, as part from law-abiding citizens like me? They're a special breed, aren't they?
Just? This is Leeds. I said before, you're 35 miles down the M62, what, 11 junctions, and it's like stepping into a different world. They all look like Zach Dingle. They talk like Darren Goff, and they are just thick as fuck. They just... Honestly, I respect Liverpool and City fans more than these. They're just... they're obsessed by United. Absolutely, obsessed by us. And fucking the worst people in the world. I, for me, people say they've missed this picture and it's good to do it once every 20 years, but fuck off and never be seen again as far as I'm concerned. They're a laughing stock. They're so obsessed, though, Steve. I've never known a more obsessed bunch of fans in my life.
It's their big, it is their huge game, though, isn't it? It's a huge game. And so it's just, I mean, yeah. I mean, there we are, trying to interview somebody. And those two just wanted to fight, didn't they? But neither of them would.
Yeah. And you've done a podcast around Liverpool before and City, like, everywhere else. How are you, buddy? Everywhere else, they will. But these are just, like, these weird sheep shagging. It's 35 miles away, but it's a different world away.
I
love to smash them 5 or 6 nil. The great thing is they go to bed thinking about United every single night, no matter what happens to them. They're so obsessed.
I mean, a lot of us saw that, didn't we? We saw that some kind of Leeds TV when they first played us during lockdown.
Yeah.
And you genuinely feared for that woman, didn't you?
Yes.
When we went 2-0 down.
Yes.
You know, the fear on her face, the terror on her face.
Absolutely.
Because she knew she had to turn it off because she knew he'd lost it. You do worry about that.
This is exactly right.
Well, we're inside the ground now. I'm with well, looks like you're probably one of the chief stewards here, are you?
Yeah, I'm supervisor.
Supervisor. Is this game and the United fans that come, or Manchester United fans that come, is there a different atmosphere how you steward it today and the atmosphere in and out of the ground and normally than fans that come?
It's just like any big game. Any of the top clubs, your Liverpools, Man City's, Chelsea, it's exactly the same as that. Obviously, there's a bit more rivalry between the two clubs that we've got to take note of, but it's not steward any different.
Is it not?
No.
You don't have more on or anything like that?
We may have a few more on around the pitch side, and that's just for pitch encroachment, but not, there isn't like hundreds and hundreds more. There might be about a handful more, that's about it.
When I first came, I'm talking about late 70s, when I was a teenager, got off the bus with my United scarf on, and me and a mate, were the first time we'd encountered real aggression towards us, we jumped off at that roundabout. We learned our lesson. Then in 1980-81, I think, when I was here, I got hit by a Leeds United dart which bounced off the top of my head. They've never really forgotten any rivalry. We seem to start in the 60s and 70s with a Billy Bremner team and United pivoting to the title. This is a new generation of Leeds fans. A lot of them a lot younger. They still carry that passion and hatred that they had for us then. What do you think it is? Why do they hate Manchester United so much?
That I can't tell you. I really can't, because I'm not from Leeds, but I'm a Leeds fan, but I don't know why, because I wasn't brought up around here, so I really can't tell you. I've got a sister who, she was a season ticket holder at Man United quite a few years ago. She came here as a away fan, and she pretty much said the same. It's different, and that was in the 80s she used to come. I didn't follow football then much.
We've all come quite a long time, haven't you? What's your first memory of coming here?
Oh, Leeds United away. Actually, I had tickets in the main stand and sat quiet for 90 minutes.
Well, you did. I remember coming back here when the lower pack stand was over there. Was it Eric's? We were high up. Eric's first game back, that 0-0.
No, I wasn't here for that, but my memory is arriving in the coach park and being attacked by about just 10 Leeds fans just coming into the coach park. Just to say they've had a go at the United fans, basically.
They have to tick a box, don't they? The added noise you can hear in the background here is the United players are warming up, but they've gone to the Leeds end to do it, and they've just been met with absolute dog's abuse. It's like a pantomime, isn't it, here these days? And it's, and we know which side of the good is and bad is. So today, big game, need 3 points. Are we going to get them?
Definitely.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else I like. But we might not miss. We might find it funny when Leeds United go down. But I think we quite enjoy them being back. Although it'll be funny when they do go off. So the United players going off right next to us now, and they look up for it. Fred doing everything. So I can't believe how tall Varane is. All right. Let's see what happens. The half-time whistle just gone here at Elland Road. Quite frankly, it's an appalling United performance. Leeds should have been ahead, although Bruno's missed two chances. I think team selection is different to what we would have expected, and a back four and a midfield somewhere together. Not that we've got a midfield, but very disappointing first half. Not sure where we go from here. I thought we were lucky there to get 0-0, despite the fact we had two chances.
We had the better chances, but we were shit, weren't we? We need to step up.
Gave away a lot of free kicks, a lot of niggly free kicks that we'd stopped doing. We've been playing better than that. Do you think that... What do you think the thinking was behind dropping our two centre-halves?
I think it was for Thursday, weren't it?
But Lissandro can't play Thursday.
I think that might be so Shaw can play next to Malassia. Shaw will play centre back on Thursday for Malassia.
Yeah, that's good call. Without, it's shocking, isn't it, how two players in Eriksen and also in Casemiro, how they have actually been the reason why everything gelled together. We look really short in midfield.
Couldn't agree more with you, you know what I mean? It's falling apart a little bit, you know what I mean? No creativity, no, you know, and with Casemiro, you know what I mean?
He's the organiser, isn't he?
Yeah.
The new lad that's come in, and I can't even remember his name now. Sabitzer, yeah. He does all right on the ball.
He's very slow.
He doesn't get to the ball very often, does he?
He's very slow.
Doesn't play something.
It's like the big man up top. He's all right. They're all slow, aren't they? Where's the pace? There's no pace in him.
Yeah. So, if I could put you in a dressing room now, certainly not to get changed and come on. No disrespect, but
that'd be all right. But from me.
Well, yeah. But in terms of that, what changes would you make?
I don't know. There's nobody on bench, is there?
We've got some attacking players on the bench, though. There's Garnacho, there's...
I'd probably get rid of Fred and put a bit of heart in midfield who can pass, but who's on the bench that can pass?
Well, we haven't got anybody, have we? Because there's no McTominay there, and there's no other players in midfield, unless he moved... who played Lindelof as a number six before, as he calls it, but...
You can't do anything, can you? It's like you've got to expect that team to come out. That team is good enough to beat this team that they're playing. I mean, is it the crowd? I don't even think so, because they've not sung, they've not done anything, they're not intimidating. You know?
No.
I don't know.
You have to do something better, right? What would you do, Luca?
Not sure, really, with a lack of midfield players on the bench. I think we've got Kobe Mainoo. He could throw in the deep end, but I'm not sure he will do that. Maybe Martinez in midfield, just in front of our back four, helping protect a little bit more and pick up the ball more.
You'd expect them to get a goal, though, wouldn't you? Because they've nearly nicked a couple without really having any chances. There's a mistake in this back four somewhere, isn't there? But we score twice, we win this game. So who's going to get two goals from us?
Well, I mean, Bruno's missed two that he probably should have scored, or at least done better with. So, but I think third time round, Bruno and hopefully Rashford as well.
Okay, would you put Garnacho on or Palestri?
I don't know, it's hard, isn't it? Because, I know, Sancho and Rashford haven't done necessarily like...
They're not done badly, but Vaut doesn't offer us... Vegos doesn't offer as much, does he?
No, maybe put Rashford up front as the nine and then put Garnacho up, coming out from the left.
All right, well, we'll see. Thanks for that. So, half-time, 0-0. Dreadful sort of like bitty game, as I'm sure you're watching at home. Atmosphere, typical Leeds United. They're loud at times, quiet at others, and are just sort of shouting nonsensical rubbish at us. So as the players leave the pitch here now, 2-0 winners. Can't say that it was a most deserved 2-0, given the fact that for a large part of that game we looked no better than them. But two fantastic goals. And those two goals, the difference, when you have a look at the form that Rashford's been in and the difference, I don't know how we would have done without him this year. And also Garnacho, who apparently has been under some stick on social media. I mean, what fucking drugs are people on to think that lad is not some kind of immense talent? I know I've seen some of the people supposedly giving him stick, but they're just not United, are they? Let's be honest about it. Just catch up. If you can hear. There's a lot of rubbing it in. There's a lot of glee. Leeds have done a sort of, I don't know, it's not really not a lap of honour, but most of their team have left. I think hopefully that'll be the end of the last time we come here for a while. It's a shame because the atmosphere, and obviously we've won the last two times we've been here. But three points after the disappointment of dropping two in midweek, it was three hard-earned points. You've enjoyed that today in the end. Martin, there's the difference?
Yeah, huge difference. Should have been on a half-time.
Yeah, it was a big... It was almost... you could see the difference, the confidence in the team and everything.
I think by putting Shaw out to the left-hand side, we started dominating out to the left-hand side as well. I think the two goals came from that side as well.
They did.
But he played the ball forward, not sideways.
He seemed to take another position almost 10, 15 yards higher up the field, yeah. Didn't he? Which meant that they couldn't pressurise as much. They let Maguire, it would be fair to say, have a lot of the ball. He couldn't do much with it. Once Martinez came on, he found those players and left brilliantly, didn't he?
We went forward. Wan-Bissaka, right hand side, was very, very nullified. Didn't do enough. But once he made that change, we were very directional.
A good win in the end, though. A little bit, still a lot to do without Casemiro and Eriksen. But he seemed also to put Vegas back into like a midfield role.
He put Vegas into a 10. So whether it was a flick on to get Rashford onto the ball or whatever, didn't really make sense. But he did control the game. He got the ball into a three. He played it off very simply, did Vegas did. And we progressed. We held a bit more possession.
Yeah. So Martinez, that switch to Vegas, as you say, Dr. number 10.
Yeah.
And then Garnacho.
Yeah.
What can you say about him?
He is the future.
Yeah.
He is the future. Nobody should be hard on him. He's only a child.
I know.
Only a child, he should in years to come.
Yeah, it was a lovely finish, though, wasn't it?
Magic.
No, brilliant. Magic. Thanks.
Magic. Just the Rashford just steps up time.
He did, didn't he?
In time again. He's brilliant, isn't he?
Before we obviously start, we've got to pay our respects to Turkey here, haven't we?
Well, he's like,
what happened to that, by the way, before that off?
They did get it stopped, yeah. I mean, it was obviously it would be stopped here.
Well,
but,
it's the fact that their fans can't behave themselves, can they?
I don't think
they're just the worst people in the world.
There was some terrible behaviour.
So at the end, they were very angry, weren't they?
Oh, they were very, very angry. Yeah, so
great to see,
there
isn't it?
There was a lot of them pretending to be aeroplane just. I'm not really sure why. Imagine being a grown man and pretending to be an aeroplane.
To be fair, before the game, they were pretty angry. That fucking Conor McGregor tribute act with the long ginger beard that was going on at the gate and. Fucking Moonface next to him.
It was here with that window, isn't it, and all banging on it like fucking chips.
It right, so let's go back to Martinez. It was horribly wrong for 70 odd minutes, wasn't it? Oh, well, when did we score? I can't even remember. Probably about 80 minutes.
I thought that was the worst performance since Brentford, to be fair. I thought they were really poor. Just no options in midfield at all, but
that's
in the end, it could have been 7-8-0, couldn't it?
So yeah.
They still created big chances in the first half. Bruno missed the fucking absolute sitter.
Yeah, he should have gotten that.
I was very.
The good thing is with us now, we're playing badly, we're still creating loads of chances. Whereas last year, we played, or the year before, last 5 years, if we played badly, we wouldn't have a shot.
The thing was, though, when at half time, I was really hard on Maguire, and I thought second half, I was even harder on Maguire because I thought that they let him off the ball and he genuinely didn't know what to do. For me, and I've said it on here already, so you tell me if I'm wrong, but what made the difference for you?
Martinez.
Yeah.
He is class, isn't he? He is absolute class. And having a finisher like Rashford, who everything he took, he's a goal a game, isn't he, at the moment? And like, I did think today in the middle showed how much how crucial Casemiro is. Like, if we missed him badly, like, he would have controlled that game
in the middle, haven't we, the last couple of games. Exactly. Casemiro are excellent on massive misses.
Sending off against Palace, like,
I think if they'd had kind of one of him or Eriksen, they'd have been alright, but they've got two players there that have never played together before, one guy who's never played for us properly before. And it's a bit, it's a bit disjointed. He was disjointed. They don't have much control, especially before Martinez came on. They had no control of the game whatsoever at any point. And once Martinez came on, they pinned him back in their half a little bit more than we had done in the first half.
Literally within 10 seconds, we played 20 yards further up the pitch when he came on, didn't we?
He's like a great attacker as well, Martinez, isn't he? I mean, there's a lot to love about him anyway, but he genuinely, like I say, changes the way we play. He's just brilliant. And yeah, it was good to see the looks on their faces at the end. They did, like Jonty said, seem particularly angry.
Well, they must be angry at the poor dentist that are around in this
In terms of them, I also thought that for the last 15 minutes at least, or for the last 10, 15 minutes with the time added on, their goals came into his own.
Yeah. I mean, I thought he was quite poor.
Yeah, I didn't think he offered too much.
So what did he do differently?
He played number 10 for the last 20 minutes. Rashford played up front. But I think he props to Garnacho as well. I mean, the fucking idiot's giving him a load of shit in the week. I thought he played well on Wednesday.
He's better coming on as a sub Garnacho at the moment, isn't
he? Well, yes, he is, yeah, that's definitely right.
Garnacho can do like the game's running in half an hour and look better than starting. He's definitely better.
But anyone slagging him off at this point is just a fucking idiot.
I know,
it's
he's 18, isn't
he? He's absolutely dynamite, and he's going to be some fucking player if he stays.
Yeah, he is, absolutely.
You'll never tire of winning here, though, do you? Like, it's just... I would be disappointed that if they go down. It'd be funny to see as well, but... Yes, that would be.
What if they get saved? Saved by the fact that City got deducted points.
I'd take that right now.
Leeds are down, but no, actually they're staying up because... Yeah, we'll have to see. All right, so Barcelona...
What are they going down for, City? I don't understand.
Eh? What are they going down for? Yeah. One of the 101 allegations are nothing to do with financial fair play. They're all to do with cooking the books and lying.
Allegedly. Yeah.
No, they've definitely lied. They clearly have lied. They lied at the fact that woman was a model who claimed to be the chief executive of a non-existent betting company, that they made up the name and had no employees. I mean, that's part of it. Anyway,
you've got Guardiola like claiming they're innocent. He's sure there's innocent, but
I don't mean he's not exactly known for his ethical standards. Well, he's a cheating bald bastard.
Yeah. Anyway, he was done for drugs, wasn't he? Just before we don't have to get a lawyer on it. He was. Yeah, he was done. I think he got away with the second. No. He got found not guilty of the second one. Not get away with it, obviously, because he wouldn't have been guilty. But yeah, the first one, he definitely served the ban for.
No way this makes the cut, is there?
No. Yeah, will they? I think because we've been fairly careful.
It's all legal.
Barcelona in the week. Looking forward to your trips.
Yeah.
Bit of sunshine.
Yeah. Taking Luca under our wing.
Oh God, no, you're not.
Just on the day trip, but yeah, beat over there.
Yeah, well, it'd be he's going to be well looked after. He won't be out after midnight, that's for sure. Well, that's it from Ellen Road today. Where Manchester United have. I think probably about in the end deserved 3 points. I wasn't saying that with 15 minutes to go, but we leave Ellen Road, a tired old stadium, full of atmosphere when they're winning, very quiet when they weren't, but it certainly needs a little bit of more than just a lick of paint by the looks of it. But if they go down this year, I'm not sure they're going to get it. I'm not sure there'll be any money for a lot of things for them. Will it be a shame to see them go if they go? Yeah, a little bit, but some of the vitriol and the hatred, it's what makes football and what makes football such a passionate game. But it's probably taken a little bit too far at times between these two sides, but never mind. Manchester United, 3 points, firmly in looking like a top four spot, Wembley to come, and finding a way to win without key players, so it's looking really good. On behalf of... And thanks to Betfred, Fred Down, and the United We Stand podcast, we're heading back to Manchester, where, as we make our troubles home, it gets lighter. Barcelona, here we come.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.